Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins, brought to you by James H. Brown and Associates, Alberta Injury Lawyers, the heavy hitters of injury law.
Greetings, terrestrial beings. How are you doing tonight? The Blue Jays are trailing the Brewers 2-0. That is in the top of the fourth. We got a Memorial Cup game this evening. Starts in about an hour. It's the final game of the round robin, Seattle and Kamloops. The loser plays Peterborough tomorrow in the tiebreaker game. The winner goes to the semifinal on Friday. Quebec already into Sunday's championship game, so they're sitting around getting a little R&R. The NBA Finals start tomorrow. Heat at Nuggets. Heat at Nuggets. It sounds like something you'd get at M&M. Heat at Nuggets. Or maybe on the McDonald's menu. Heat at Nuggets. I'm getting hungry. Friday, the Edmonton Riverhawks open their season on the road against Bellingham. We're going to have a member of the Edmonton Riverhawks on the show tomorrow. And the Stanley Cup final starts Saturday right here on 630 CHED. It is Florida at Vegas. As I mentioned yesterday, a matchup that would have 12-year-old Reed Wilkins very confused.
But Papa, those cities don't have teams.
Anyway, that is starting Saturday. All the Cup final games on 630 CHED, all of them start at 6. So that's starting with game one on Saturday. Thanks a lot for tuning in tonight. We have a lot to get to. As you may have heard me telling Chelsea Bird, we're going to have a very honest, little bit raw, emotional interview with Shannon Brooks, running back for your Edmonton Elks, between 6:30 and 7. What a journey he has had the last decade or so of his life, and he's going to really open up about that. So you'll want to hear his passion, his honesty, his journey to the Elks coming up a little bit later on. On the lighter side of things, and I know I said yesterday we're going to make Inside Sports an election-free zone, but look, sometimes I hear things and I can't help but take my brain, or my brain takes me to a certain spot. And I'm still staying true to what I said yesterday. We're not going to talk about the election in terms of analysis or what you think or why you voted for whoever. That's fine. But sometimes things pop up in the news, whether it's election related or not, and I can't help but think of something, I guess just in my own way, or how my brain works. So you may have seen this story. Chelsea Bird was talking about it, and I apparently Premier Danielle Smith has said that she's going to ask some UCP candidates who were defeated in Edmonton on Monday to advise her on Edmonton issues and what Edmontonians want, or something like that. And again, whatever your opinion of that is, I really don't care, and I'm not offering my opinion on it. The thing that piqued my interest in this, though, is that it appears, I don't think Smith ever used these words, but people have started calling it the Council of the Defeated. The Council of the Defeated. So the instant I hear that, I can't help but think of a group of supervillains called the Council of the Defeated. I just gather them. I don't know, maybe they're probably at least five, no more than seven, because you don't want the reader to get lost with the names. But, you know, they obviously have some sort of an underground lair. There's a lot of what are those things called, Kellum? Stalactites, stalagmites? I don't even know. The pointy things that come out of the ground or out of the roof.
Stalagmites, I think, are from the roof. Stalactites are from the ground.
Captain Geology. That's your supervillain name.
Or vice versa.
So anyway, they're sitting there and they have some kind of oversized table, and you know I could just see them say like, individually we fell. But together, as the Council of the Defeated, our foes will be no match for us. Like, I just see them all scheming, and they got this leader, you know, and he's brought them all together, and he's talking to them, and he's like, General Grunge, your powers alone were no match for Captain Heroic. But if we band together, then certainly the heroes will fall. We are the Council of the Defeated. That he has like some evil laugh or something like that. And I figure, like, this is the thing, Kellum. Like, and now I'm trying to name these supervillains, right? And I figure the leader of this group, his name would be Dr. Nemesis, right?
Ah, okay.
So that Dr. Nemesis gets the Council of the Defeated together, and then they're all scheming. And but then one of the storylines, and this would really grab the headlines, I think. One of the storylines would be that it's revealed that Dr. Nemesis is not actually a medical doctor. He has his PhD, so he goes by doctor, but he's not actually a medical doctor. And not only that, his PhD is like in one of the, you know, less useful things, you know, like political science or something like that, you know.
Oh, I'm Dr. Nemesis. I technically am a doctor. Don't challenge my leadership. The Council of the Defeated must stay united if we are to defeat the heroes. So anyway, that's what I keep thinking of.
A little foreboding music for you too in the background.
Well, that's good. I'm glad the band is on its game tonight. That is the Council of the Defeated's theme music. Where did you get that, by the way?
Oh, YouTube.
Okay, I don't know. We may be breaking several copyright laws by playing that, everybody. But we are talking about supervillains, so we'll keep that amongst ourselves. All right, so anyway, the Council of the Defeated. Certainly our combined might will see the world fall at our feet. Something like that. 780-496-0063. The hotline presented by CertainTeed, the pro's choice for roofing, siding, drywall, insulation, and ceiling systems. CertainTeed, pro all the way. By the way, I wonder what someone listening to Ched for the first time is thinking right now. Like, if that last 3 minutes was the first time they ever listened to 630 Ched. I hope there's at least one person out there that's what they're experiencing. The regular listeners are like, no, normal show. It's on the rails. That's how it's going.
It's just a normal Wednesday night for us.
780-49. Oh, I got a text here from Jester.
Mm.
Stalagmites. Oh, sorry. Is it stalactites or stalactites? I think it's stalactites.
Okay.
Hang tight to the roof of the cave.
Mm-hmm.
Stalagmites might make it there one day. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So that's really important that we identify the difference there.
Gotcha.
No, it's stalactites. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, an icicle-shaped formation that hangs from the ceiling of a cave and is produced by precipitation of minerals from water dripping through the cave ceiling.
Right.
Can someone stop this water dripping on me? We're trying to hold a meeting here.
Dr. Nemesis, very upset at the moisture in the cave.
Well, unfortunately, Dr. Nemesis, we have to file the paperwork for that and get that set in triplicate. And you sent Goldenrod to the wrong office. And, you know.
780-496-0063. So phone or text. You can email me, insidesports@630ched.com. And you can DM me on Twitter, @ReedWilkins, ReidWilkins. Always appreciate your interaction. So here's what we're going to do. Look, we're fooling around. Part of this show is going to be really heavy. I'm going to just give that a little bit of a warning because, as I said, Shannon Brooks' story is coming up. That is not going to be a laughing matter. That's between 6:30 and 7. But for the lighter side of the show, and we always try to have one, especially when we're getting, last day of May. It's almost June, everybody. Don't forget to change your calendar exactly at midnight tonight. Flip that page. I would like to know from you at 780-496-0063 or one of the other ways I said you could reach the show. What would your supervillain name be and why? Now, remember, Dr. Nemesis is taken. You can't be Dr. Nemesis. That one is taken. What would your supervillain name be and why? Now, this is one of those, Kellen, we never know how these are going to go. The last two nights, we've had some topics with you out there. We got a fair amount of response and some really good responses. Yes. We had the one last night about which technological innovation in sports broadcasting could you now not imagine watching or listening to a game without.
That was an awesome one.
High definition got mentioned, the scoreboard bug, the cameras everywhere, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Somebody, as a result of this, somebody brought up robot mics. Not robot mics.
Robot umps.
Robot people named Michael. My name is Michael. I am the umpire. We brought up robot umpires. And I searched for the interview we did with somebody on this, and I couldn't find it. Probably because I only spent about 2 minutes looking. But it was the Atlantic League that was in 2019 that was using robot umpires.
Right.
And I thought we had somebody on from that league.
I believe we did.
Maybe we did. I know we had some local umpires in that one night in studio, and maybe we just got their reaction to it.
But I thought
we actually had somebody talking about the robot umpires, but it was the Atlantic League, the league that I was trying to think of. And who knows? This could someday be in the majors. I mean, you can Google robot umpires, and they're in AAA now, so who knows? There's one article called Invasion of the Robot Umpires, which perhaps is no laughing matter if you've been seeing some of the recent articles about artificial intelligence. That's where it's going to start, everybody. The robot umps calling the balls and strike. That's where humanity starts to fall. Anyway, it was the Atlantic League, because I couldn't remember the name of the league that was actually using the robot umpires. I think the person who wrote in about that last night wanted the robot umps. They thought it was a good idea because now we have the strike zone overlaid on the baseball broadcasts, and there are a lot of close pitches where it's like, I don't know about that one. But apparently the robot umpires are never wrong. I don't know if we'd ever have robotic officiating in any other sport, NHL, NBA, I don't know. And probably in baseball, you could only really use it for balls and strikes if they could actually have an accurate strike zone all the time. I don't know if we're headed there. I still think we need the human element. 780-496-0063. Shannon Brooks from the Elks is going to be on the show. Cam Moon, my good buddy, is going to be on the show. And one of Edmonton's all-time greats, world boxing champion. Well, she doesn't have a belt right now, but she's had several over the course of her career. She's back in the ring next week. Jelena Mirjanovic is going to be on, too. If we get any impressive superhero names, we will probably give out a canned ham T-shirt or two along the way. Talk to you in a couple minutes. It's Inside Sports on Chet.
Insulin, IMAX, the pager, even peanut butter. What do they all have in common? They were all invented by Canadians. Canada's history is filled with innovators that changed the world around us. Join me, Craig Barrett, on my podcast, Canadian History X, for the stories of villains, heroes, daredevils, and bootleggers as we explore Canada's history. Search for and follow Canadian History X, that's EHX, wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins is brought to you by James H. Brown and Associates, Alberta's precedent-setting injury lawyers.
All right, Edmonton Oilers today acquiring and signing forward Jaden Grubb, 20 years of age, 6'3", 203 pounds, a right shot center, played in the WHL with Red Deer, team captain past 3 seasons. He was on Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer earlier today. We'll have some clips from him as we move along tonight. Interesting prospect there for your Edmonton Oilers. They got him from the New York Rangers in exchange for a 5th-round pick. If he hadn't signed something by end of day tomorrow, he would have gone back into the draft because he was drafted in 2021, 3rd round, 65th overall. So a little bit of news there from your Edmonton Oilers today. Memorial Cup game is at 7 tonight, Seattle and Kamloops. Will keep you updated once that one gets underway. got a message here. I was talking about the game of the NBA Finals, the Heat against the Nuggets. Got a message here from obviously someone who listens to the show regularly saying Heat Nuggets was one of the band names discarded by Def Leppard. Funny. Very funny. Actually, the other band name that Joe Elliott, the lead singer, was toying with was Blind Tiger. So a bit of an obsession there with animals with a disability, perhaps. But they went with Def Leppard instead of Blind Tiger. And maybe Heat Nuggets was third. That would be a good name for a band. Heat Nuggets.
Yeah, and they could open for Honey Mustard.
That's a good point. That is a band that Shay likes called Dirty Honey, isn't there?
Yes.
I don't know much about them.
They're okay.
I should know more.
I think I have one of their songs on my iPhone.
They were formed in 2017. I've learned something about them. All right, 780-496-0063. Our off-topic topic is, what would your supervillain name be and why?
Mm-hmm.
So you could be a member of the Council of the Defeated.
Yes. Exactly. Well, here are some submissions. Dan texts in and says, I would be Captain Grumpy Pants because everybody always tells me I'm grouchy. That's from Dan.
That's a good one.
That is a very good one. Yes, exactly. We've got an unknown text coming in that just says, superhero name would be Bronson. And then he just put down Charles Bronson. So I'm not sure if he's going to be Charles Bronson, the superhero, or just Bronson, but there he is.
Well, he's a bit of an anti-hero, perhaps.
Yes, exactly. Great movies, though.
Death Classic Wish. Movie. He was in all the Death Wishes.
Yes. Yep. All the Death Wish movies, yes.
Didn't they remake Death Wish with, was it Bruce? It wasn't Bruce Willis, was it?
I can't remember.
Denzel Washington, maybe? They did another Death Wish, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Starring Bruce Willis.
Ah, okay.
Vincent D'Onofrio and Elizabeth Shue.
I do remember seeing ads for that, yes. Yep, okay. We got Robert texting in too. It says, General Disarray, no one will know what I do. Always successful.
Can we get Robert a shirt?
We can get Robert.
That is good. General Disarray.
General
no one
disarray.
Knows what he's going to do.
Yes. And then Rob texts in, and this one's a little complicated, but I'll repeat it again to help out here and that stuff. He says, hey, Reed, my supervillain name or my gamer tag name is ICURDEMISE. So I see your demise. Spell it out carefully and you'll get it. Reason why I picked that is because my superpowers forecasting the future and your demise under my wrath. LOL.
Oh, wow.
From Rob in Short.
That's a good one, too. What's the what a backstory for that character that would be. Wow, you guys are good.
Yep. And then we got Jordy texting in and just simply says, I'll have what Reed's drinking, Jordan. So.
Well, I hate to alarm you. I'm acting as I normally act tonight.
Yeah, they wouldn't allow us on air.
Yeah.
Otherwise, so there we go.
but thank you, I guess.
Jay from the Fort says, sounds like a WWE group. Well, they wouldn't win.
The Council of the Defeated. Well, that could work in wrestling, though. A bunch of guys that got, maybe they feel they got kind of jobbed by the refs.
They wouldn't be very successful.
We're the Council of the Defeated. That's my wrestling guy voice. I think my supervillain voice is better.
Yes, way better.
Individually, we all fell, but certainly our nefarious plans coming together as one, the Council of the Defeated will rise and rule forever.
Yes.
Again, if somebody just turned their radio on then, that would be amazing. All right, 780-496-0063. Shannon Brooks, running back from your Edmonton Elks. An incredible story of survival. He's coming up.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.